Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My youngest brother has a girlfriend. Oh. I really like her, she's a sweet baby, but when it's her birthday and stuff, you know, get her flowers and he's all like bothered, you know, I need to get her a present. And I'm like, but where are my presents?
You're annoying.
Even the other day, like, I randomly was like, do you tell your girlfriend that you love her? He's all like, yeah, we've said it now. Yeah, we love each other. I was like, but you don't tell me that you love me.
Do you need to hear it?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely need to hear it. What do you mean? You're over here like, oh, I love you, babe. And then you're coming up to me, yeah, shout you later. What do you shout me later? Tell me that you love me. Like, what the hell?
Hello, go.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie. Hello. It's been a long time.
Hello guys, man, I hope you had a good weekend and it's going to be a lovely week up ahead. When you get to work and you get out of the elevator, just scream fuck off. Just be unhinged on Monday. Sometimes, yeah, you have to go in there unhinged, like nobody talk to me.
Yeah, I hear you, so.
But like nothing's wrong. Yeah, just for no reason.
You want people to be fired still.
Basically. Nah, have you ever gone to work? Just you're not even in a bad mood. You just don't want to be bothered yet.
Nah, obviously. But yeah. That's when you keep your headphones in for a little longer. And people get the message.
Have you ever pushed past out of the elevator?
Push past.
Anyone else? You just walk out, like, rough.
Nah.
Someone on floor two and that.
Nah.
He's loving this no mic, love.
You know what I mean? Man's all moving his arms now. I've never seen him do that in his life.
Yeah, that was weird, like,
bruh.
That was animated.
Anyway, don't worry. I'm messing about, man. Shout out to the YouTube listeners, man. If you're new here, click subscribe. I'll tell you to like a little later on. Or you could do it now if you're feeling fancy.
Yeah.
Audio listeners, I've been seeing the comments come in, so I've got two for you this week. This one is a 5-star rating, says best UK podcast. Keep it man them, been listening for years and you all deserve all the blessings you've been receiving over the years. Signed off That Ute from Great Britain.
Let's go.
That Ute, shout
that
you out.
Ute. The that second Ute. One, 5-star rating, best in podcasts. You know one of them ones. Mm. You know when the Sun newspaper says best in podcasts.
I like that. Yeah.
You know, it says, no group does it like these guys. Amazing, wholesome guys with a stellar sense of humour. I like the word stellar as well.
Stellar, yeah.
Good word.
Stellar.
Fred definitely my fave. Don't care what people might be saying, especially VP and the Ghanaian crew.
Shout out my Ghanaians.
The Ghanaians
they
over
hating.
There.
Hey, they're hating at us.
Listen, the Ghanaians are. See,
listen, they have to show because I'm outnumbered every week,
nah,
so they have
him.
To
he's
be
half.
He's not half though.
Not
his
half,
wife is.
Half. I just got mob ties.
Yeah, that's
you
it. Yeah. He's got mob ties.
You don't owe me nothing. are you half Bajan? He's never on my side.
Me?
Yeah,
I come for everyone.
I have to back the Bajans because you know like that.
But we don't get up Bajans. I don't know enough Bajans to banter them.
Or the Caribbeans.
I don't know enough.
Call them that bad word sometimes.
No. I did before. I didn't know.
Yeah, we grow, we learn, we move.
So that one was from Larry Cole, nice. From Canada as well.
Okay.
Cold. Shout out you guys, man.
Shout out Canada. Shout out to the six.
Thank you guys. As you know, we're trying to change this artwork to 100k plaque subscribers.
Yes,
please
sir.
Be clicking subscribe. Is there anything else? Oh, there's new artwork on the walls as well.
Two new art pieces.
There's going to be a little revamp over the weeks. So it's going to look a little different. And as you already noticed if you're watching on YouTube, We've gone micless. Because you know, I would have said wireless, but I can say
it is wireless. Is it? I mean, it's wrong to say what you said anyway.
What
but
should I say?
Micless is wrong because we got mics.
We got mics.
Oh, yeah, that does sound.
I don't know. Nigga, we just ain't got the same mics as we had.
We've gone roadless.
Hands free.
There you go.
We were hands free before. You ain't smart.
Yeah, we were hands free before. Huh?
Yeah.
We weren't holding the mics. We had mics.
Thought you was bad, innit?
Yeah. I see what's happening here. Okay.
You're feeling Ghanaian right now.
It feels
crazy over here.
Wow.
Remember when hands free hit the streets?
Yeah.
Like for African uncles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Bluetooth joint. Mm-hmm. You just see it flashing blue.
Mm-hmm.
Always on
hello?
The phone.
Oh, hello?
But it was probably better.
But who can they talk to for that long?
It's not even that they were talking to people for that long. They just had it in their ears, regardless. It was just more comfortable to be there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but when you think about it, it was probably better because you just got one ear and the other ear is at least like you're aware. Right now, we slap headphone in. Not listening, I want you to know, I don't want to hear what you're saying.
No, but they didn't have ambient awareness.
You know what I mean?
Even without the headphone. You know, their senses were horrible. Like.
We're about to do a JBL ad for free right now because them joints there, that ambient aware.
Ambient aware.
What? And then the talk through.
Oh, banging.
There's a feature where you can, it literally sounds like you got no headphones on. It sounds like you got microphones in your ears.
Cold. I can't relate at all.
Yeah.
What country are you from?
I'm half Nigerian, half Ghanaian.
Are you serious?
Swear down.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're actually the blend.
The perfect blend. I'm joking. Sorry, guys.
I knew it. I was like, this isn't real.
You have to wait. I like her.
Nigerian, baby.
Yeah. I knew it, man.
Through and through.
Oh, man.
I was about to get excited.
I just
felt a bit bad, like, when they said the thing about you being the odd one out.
I am, always.
You know?
Yeah.
I wanted
but
to.
What's your last name? Balogun?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I should have known.
Yeah, warrior.
I should have known.
You brought that out. Man said Balogun.
Yeah, innit?
Balogun.
Yeah.
Balogun.
Yes, very Nigerian.
Where did you grow up?
Southeast, mainly.
Okay, south.
Yeah, so Deptford. I was in Deptford for a bit. Then I moved to Thamesmead. Then I moved to Greenhithe.
Oh, so you've been southeast forever.
And then I moved to Croydon, oddly.
What is it?
Greenhithe is like Kent.
Wait, are you challenging?
What, are you challenging her?
You sound like you're challenging.
It sounds like a challenge.
Excuse me?
Greenhithe.
Yes.
So what is she supposed to say?
I feel like that was a challenge.
That is definitely a challenge.
What's going on here?
He's definitely challenging her.
Greenhithe.
Are you joking me?
Nah.
You're not Greenhithe.
Wow.
Yo.
You know,
he's going to get the first micless helmet.
Wow.
That's what my mom used to say.
Greenhithe. Oh. And that's who your source is.
Don't cuss his mum.
I'm not cussing your mum. But like, come on.
No, I didn't say it. It's not Greenwich.
No, Greenhithe.
Greenhithe.
I said Greenhithe.
As soon as you said Greenhithe, I was thinking you messed up.
Is it Greenhithe?
Yeah.
Google it.
My phone's over there. So.
My phone's here. Yeah. And you can get it. I'm
it's look definitely Greenhithe, guys.
Walking out.
Wow.
He's doing a demo.
Wow, you're worse than me because I fight English every day.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
But you really opened your mouth and said, what did you say?
Greenhithe.
Greenhithe.
What?
I mean, you live there, that's so what? You are probably the best source.
It's Greenhithe.
But what about like Worcestershire? It's meant to be Worcestershire, no?
It's supposed to be Worcestershire or Worcestershire.
But it's Shire.
You're saying the same thing.
I'm saying the same thing.
Like over and
but
over
it's like
again.
It's not Worcester. That's what I do know. It's like Worcester.
No, that's different.
Yeah.
It's Greenhithe, guys.
Yeah, no. We don't have to do this. This is for his own ego.
No, so I tell
it's 100%. It's even like split.
When you're going there or when you're going on the train, you hear Greenhithe.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would allow you. Sorry.
Greenhithe.
Yeah.
Greenhithe.
Greenhithe.
What's the Yoruba version?
No.
That's the Yoruba version. What's going on?
Yeah, please, can you? Yeah, that's good enough.
No, that's not good enough.
Not good enough.
No.
I don't know what, it's the aesthetics that I like, but that. Yeah, go
so,
on.
So what does that mean? Everyone just has to tag it in. Are we playing he?
Yeah, pull it on your lap.
What school did you go?
Blackie Blue Coats.
Blackie Blue Coats.
Yeah.
That's not the name.
What's the actual name?
That is the actual
Because now I can't trust you.
You know that?
You see when you make jokes.
Someone made one joke and now they can't be trusted forever. Like, come on, guys.
You lied.
Come on.
You lied to us.
It was a joke.
Do you know what? Let me tell you a story, yeah? That every time, this guy's a bastard. I don't know why he had to pick up my little brother from somewhere, yeah? But
because you just been a deadbeat brother.
Whatever.
So I had to step in. I had to roll my sleeves up and step in.
So he had to pick up my brother from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think my brother went to get chicken and chips or something. Yeah. And then, I don't know exactly what happened. But all I know is that Tim was like, oh yeah, we'll get it from round there. That one's better.
Yeah.
So we get to our road and my brother's like, bro, I want to get chicken and chips. I said, he was like, no, we're getting home. And my brother started saying, you lied to me.
Oh my God. Do you know what? Like the chaperone. I don't know why it was me, it wasn't you or your older brother. I don't know what it was. But he went to go take passport pictures.
Okay.
And there was a place called Snappy Snaps.
Yeah.
But it was the place where you get the real deal. It wasn't the joint where you have to, you know, you spin
the Tesco.
That was just overexposed.
Or the station.
Yeah. It wasn't the little
part of
me.
Legs at the bottom of the curtain.
Yeah. And you look so vulnerable. It's like in the toilet. If you see someone's legs there, you're like, what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, it's big.
Go turn this over. So we went there. And he wanted to get like a burger or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I felt like.
It's from Chicken Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, in order to get peace, I need to lie to this guy. I don't know if it was whether I didn't have the money. I think he even had money for himself.
Yeah.
But it's like, for some reason.
You just didn't want
to
do it.
I just didn't want. It's like, I just wanted to go to the shop.
And go home.
And go home.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to go somewhere that was way out of the way.
Yeah.
But he didn't know where he was going. He didn't have a sense of direction, so I could bamboozle him. I manipulated the truth.
And is that you
when
lie?
He said, you lied to me. Yeah? The worst thing is, yeah, when he said it, he started getting louder. And I'm like, right, wait. You know, you're like, oh, okay, calm down. He was like, you could have just said that we was going home. You didn't have to lie.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I was like, raw. Why did I lie? I don't know
should've
why.
Should have been honest.
I don't know why, but he was pressed. He was pressed.
That was funny.
That's so funny.
Because you said she lied, it just reminded me of that story.
What was we asking you that we think you lied?
Blackie Blue Coats.
Yeah, Blackie Blue Coats.
Yes. I'm going to have to go.
Where is that?
In Blackheath. Guys, what's going on?
Oh, Blackheath. Why are you saying Blackheath for? It sounded like you said, nah, come on, man.
Guys,
it sounded like you said Blackheath.
I didn't. I said Blackheath Blue Coats.
No. She's adding the duck in it. She's adding the duck.
Guys,
don't add that duck in it now.
I feel Blackie like my English is being questioned here. Yeah, I said it three times. Blackheath Blue Coats.
I was thinking Blackheath Blue.
I think because you're used to saying it, it just rolls off
your
tongue.
Where are you guys from?
Southeast as well.
It's not giving, because you should understand my accent.
Where the real South?
Where in Southeast are you from?
Kennington, Waterloo, Wolf Road.
That's South.
Yeah.
South.
Do you know what's funny?
South what?
As in South. I'm Southeast. Southeast is Lewisham, Catford.
We allowed
Woolwich.
You guys in later on.
South. You're talking about
you
Kennington.
You guys don't have tube station.
Kennington.
You lot are blue borough.
Kennington is Southeast.
That's what we knew you as the blue borough. You,
yeah, exactly. You were South East.
We gave you South later on. You said, like, cool. You lot can roll and that.
Yeah.
Kennington, Southeast.
What? Yes. Wait, whoa. What? Why do you sound surprised by that?
Because that's not Southeast to me.
What is it?
So what is
it's the postcode SE.
South. It's just South.
But the postcode
like
is
Croydon,
SE.
Brixton, nah, Oval,
not Croydon.
Kennington.
Croydon's not London.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, no.
Yeah, no. I like that. That's what we do to Croydon now.
I'll do that to Croydon, man.
So like Kennington.
Yeah.
SE.
Elephant and Castle. That's all.
Yikes.
That's all SE.
Brixton is SW.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
You know what? What I will give you is that you're proper Southeast when I think about it.
Yeah, like in terms of
we're
the
like, yeah.
Yeah.
We're like right next to Southwest, right
yeah,
next to West
exactly.
End.
This is what I
they're
mean.
They're actually like deep South, like
we're
no
Southeast,
tube station.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's just about
rail. You know, we just got just Elizabeth Line recently. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Horrible line.
If it wasn't for London Bridge, you guys wouldn't be connected to shit. It's one of them ones. You don't even connect to Victoria. London Bridge.
Yeah, that's London Bridge is the
you
collection.
You've got horses in that. Okay. Like, outside of farms.
Okay.
You know that.
You know, what's wrong with horses, man?
I have seen. I have seen some horses.
There's horses in Vauxhall,
but it's the police
bro.
Horses.
In a farm.
It's the. There's no farms in.
There's a Vauxhall farm.
What?
Vauxhall farm.
Yeah, we have a farm.
But you don't have farms.
You don't have farms.
You don't have no farms.
You just got. Horses just
so you guys are
the police horse
XL bullies.
Like, just a why do you have farms in Vauxhall? What's going on?
Man can't go and see pig and that.
What, like real farm?
It's a farm, yeah, Vauxhall farm.
Like, you get the cows and
I don't know about cows.
So, what's there then?
It's a shit farm to be fair.
Yeah, it's a shit farm.
It's horrible.
It's a shit farm.
Even the fencing is horrible. Like, you don't have to pay to see these animals.
Yeah, you just walk in.
You could just look at them from outside.
Oh my God, it's such a shit farm.
If you go inside, it's pointless.
Guys, stop calling it a farm, man. Just like,
no,
I don't know why they call it a farm. Maybe people actually do get food from there. What? Go on. What? You're looking at me mad.
I'm going to have to define farm.
Because is what's it a farm market or farm?
Not a farm. Wait.
No, it's to me, it's a shit zoo. That's what it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's a shit zoo.
Because a farm, I'm sure a farm is like.
Look at where we are.
Yeah, I love it here.
Look at where we are now.
Like, what's a farm?
I mean, a farm is, you know, you see the pig den, you know, the cows. You know, you walk in, I imagine stables.
Sheep.
You
know, maybe a bit of horse riding, a corner for that, you know?
Yeah. That kind of vibe. They did have the horses and you could take it out into the gardens.
You know, stuff like that. And
chicken?
I would expect to see some chickens, actually.
But
chickens
do
about.
They kill things on the farm?
No, they can't kill them.
Not in their homes.
You have to do it in the Norwich farm.
You can't.
You know?
Yeah, you can't.
I'm sure that
that's like murder in their homes. That's not right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a bit cruel.
No, because I'm thinking the farm that we get our food from, what's that called? Is it not also a farm?
Yeah, that's a farm, but that's in like...
But where you go and look at animals, it's called a zoo.
It's a zoo. It's
true.
That's true.
No, but that's a different type
of
animal.
But maybe a farm, why don't we just pick up our bones
and we'll get
see a cow at the zoo?
No, you wouldn't see a cow.
Oh, what? So is it the type of animal that makes
it? That's true.
Do you know what it is?
You wouldn't see a pig at a zoo.
Do you know what I think it is?
You can see a wild boar.
You know what? Yeah, you see a boar, yeah. You know what I think it is? I think a farm is because you actually use the produce, if that makes sense. Like, you'll either, you know, shave the sheep.
Yeah.
You'll get the eggs. The horse, I don't know what the horse is there for.
Yeah, the horse is just there for vibes.
So for hair. That's the expressions.
Premium now.
What's going on? Well, we can't, they don't use that hair no more.
I don't think so.
Never.
Nah.
What?
In this day and age, right? Come just on, shaving
man. I don't think that's been a thing.
No, man.
Never.
I don't think so.
We're lying. Horse tail hair.
I think
hair.
That was just something people used to say.
Is it?
Mean.
Oh.
You got horse hair. No, but no, what was premium down in that? Or is it premium down or premium
now?
Premium now.
I think it's
two?
Just fake
it?
Hair.
So I've been lied to.
It's not horse hair, surely.
What?
Where's it from then? It's fake hair from where?
You know, the thing is, I don't think I've ever questioned this.
See? You had a salon as well.
You didn't know where your products is coming from.
I don't think... Where's premium hair from? I don't think it's horse hair. No, guys, you're not going to get... It's not horse hair. It's definitely not horse hair.
We're at the point
like,
now, guys.
We're looking at a horse. You're saying that there's a horse and they're, like, growing the hair and cutting it off.
I thought that was real shit.
As they're doing with humans.
No, I don't think so.
Why wouldn't they do
it just doesn't seem right. Have you ever seen a horse with short hair?
Use it for jumper.
But have you ever seen a horse with short hair though?
They grow. They must grow quick.
I think it's the tail. Be honest.
You've never seen a horse with no hair. Think about it.
Have you ever seen a horse's hair and thought, rah, that looks sleek?
It looks mad thick, man. I wouldn't even want horse hair. Think about it.
The way they throw it about and that.
It looks mad thick.
Premium now is human.
Exactly. Yeah,
premium. Okay, we were onto them, but. There are horsehair wigs.
Yeah,
and the ones that you see in courtrooms are made of horsehair.
Well, that I can believe. That looks
like it.
It doesn't look good.
It looks crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I thought I was in trouble.
So we have to define farm, though, because we had a whole conversation.
Okay, you can define
Somebody's farm. Screaming at their fucking computer. It's a fucking. All right, farm. Define farm.
I don't mind leaving this sort of misinformation.
Yeah. We like to leave you on a cliffhanger. You go find that. An area of land and its buildings used for growing crops and rearing animals.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, what I was saying makes sense then.
And the zoo is the spectacle.
Yeah, to look.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very evil. So, evil distance.
Cool.
We asked before we started recording, what jobs have you done? You said you was a drama teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Which I completely forgot about.
What was crazy is you said you did that for money.
I did it for money, yeah.
And I chuckled because the way they're complaining about the pay of teachers is like, that's your money move.
Yeah, I was really desperate. I just was like, I think I wanted to get money for acting classes.
Yeah.
And I felt like, I think I just saw an opportunity or someone like messaged me. I can't even remember because, mind you, I forgot I even had that job. Mm. So I'm really trying to unpack the memory here. But yeah.
So your friend brought you into the school?
Yeah, it was at the Albany Theatre. It was like an after school drama classes. Uh-huh. And you know what? I hated it.
Did really? You have the credentials though? Like,
oh no, I wasn't qualified, no. No, but I just knew how to act, innit? So I thought that was enough. So I had to like Google like classes, like, you know, acting classes, like improv games, you know, to do the games with the kids.
Did you have any technique, like teaching techniques?
It was just more, you know, it was more, I think for some people, they just have a natural talent to do things. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I mean? Oh,
yeah. And so
I
that's think what you was banking on.
I was one of those people that I could do it. Yeah. I just didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
Right.
You just
right,
had the
I felt like they enjoyed my class. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I didn't enjoy it.
What class? Tell us the class you gave.
It was like improv. Do you guys know about improv? Yeah, yeah.
You was teaching improv.
So you know, that's like how I started the class. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Get them feeling loose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do a little improv. You know what I'm saying? And then do like a little basic scene afterwards. But I feel like improv is good.
Yeah.
It just gets you feeling loose. It gets you out of your head. It teaches you to say yes. Do you know what I mean? That's what improv is about, right?
Oh, like
improv.
Like,
yeah, if I say we're doing an improv now,
yeah.
I would say, all right, cool. This is the scene. We're in a bank. There's about to be a robbery. Okay.
Everybody let's get do on it. The floor. Let's do it now. Let's do it now because we ain't got no mics. We can do it right
you might
now.
Be off cam.
Yeah, you can't stand up. Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Do it. Give us a scene. Give us a scene.
Fine. Okay. I'm going to give you all characters.
Okay,
okay.
Visual. If you're on Spotify, go to YouTube. Let's go.
It's really fun over here. It's funny, isn't it?
Subscribe and like and comment. Now.
All right, time to get serious.
All right,
let's go.
Okay, this is a scene. It's a bank robbery, okay? Yeah. You start the scene, you walk in, you're robbing this bank. Yeah. One of you are robbing a bank because essentially your grandma is about to die and you need to save the family and you need to get money to pay for the mortgage. Mm. And it's desperate times and you've just found out that you're having a child by a mistress. And you need to silence her.
Is this, am I playing Usher, bro?
So you walk into the bank and action.
But wait, who's
have
who?
A scene.
Who's, all of
oh,
us
want, okay, okay. You want
like,
yeah,
we all need like mortgage paid. Yeah.
Okay, you need your mortgage paid.
I'll be bank robber.
You're the bank robber.
Yes.
You're in the bank.
I'm working.
You're working in the bank.
I'm working.
Okay, you two are the friends. Okay, you two are the friends. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're robbing this together. Robbing
him. Can I be the inside man?
No, man, you're the bank teller. You're the bank teller.
You're okay. The bank teller, but at some point, yeah, you're going to clock that you went to school with them.
Okay.
So they got masked.
So,
yeah.
And then at one point, you're gonna someone's going to say something.
Yeah.
And you're going to clock.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah. And I'm just the woman that is in the bank just trying to take out money.
Okay, ready.
Cool. Okay, right,
I'm ready.
So we start as I'm just coming in, I want to take out money.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that I can only take out £10, but I only want to take out £5.
Got you.
Okay?
Okay, you ready, yeah?
Ready?
Got you. Go
ahead. All right, listen, man. We used to get this money, man.
Are you sure that this is the right thing to do, Ralph? Because I'm scared.
There's nothing else we could do, man.
Are you sure?
Backs against the wall.
Have you got the guns?
I got this revolver, man. That's it.
Just that?
That's it.
All right, cool.
There's four bullets.
All right, cool.
I'm
going to have to
attempt
this.
All I want is to take out...
Everybody get on the fucking ground!
Nobody move!
You back away! Why the hands up! Put your hands up! I'm fucking sick! Put your fucking hands up!
Sir, I can hear you. There's no need to shout.
No, put your fucking
hands
up!
There's no need to shout. What is it you want? What do you
want?
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, Fred, they're messing about.
No,
what do you want?
What do you want?
Fred, they're messing about.
Get the bag.
Wait, Fred.
Fill it up.
What? Fred from Wallin? Yo, Fred, it's me, bro.
I said your name.
Fred! Bro, come on, man, it's me.
Is that buzzer?
You shot me.
Listen, you know, I just want to thank God.
We got Oscars in that.
I just want to thank God for everything he's done. Shout out to everybody in the Grammys.
What?
And the fucking Oscars.
I think that was a good film.
Hey, that would be cold. I said his name, baited him up.
Yeah.
I heard it and I was like, right, you didn't say his name? Like,
then you see how we improv?
Yeah. That was good.
He said, you're going to say something. Yeah. I was like, Fred.
That was really good, guys. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. A couple seconds see? To clock on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did.
See?
I said it again.
Because I was in character, so I was actually
see?
Scared.
Imagine yeah. how the class would be.
When you're scared, you might not hear properly.
Yeah. He said, what? He said, wait, hold on, Fred. He said, Fred, for me?
My shot was like,
this is Brett.
Brett from Waterloo. Yeah. It's me, man.
Yeah. Like, the whole post going in that. What? Jesus.
You know what's funny? When we came in, you said,
oh my God.
All right, yeah. That's what the class would have been like.
All right, let's do an introduction.
Yeah, we'll do an introduction. Now, baby show. My name is Temi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
Got a shooting house.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a bank teller.
We're
a
shooting no arms.
No arms.
Just shots. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No mic arms. Ambidextrous. Both hands and arms in it. But no arms. Nigga overseas, underseas. Oh God, whatever God. It's like nigga VP in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yo, this is weird because I usually like.
In the
yo,
mic, right? Like,
yeah,
in
but
the
yeah,
mic.
Yo.
Be, you know what I'm saying? Aye, and we got a lovely, gorgeous, very talented, multi-talented, yes. mm-hmm. in fact. Even
funny.
Though the salon's not there, not she's there. Still got the hair laid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It still looks like she owns the salon.
Mm-hmm.
She's still looking after herself. Right. She even has a podcast as well.
I do
and she does very funny skits and does very funny things on the internet as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a good person with a good soul. Mm-hmm. So please, can you welcome Rita B.
Oh, that was
so nice. That was so nice. That made me feel so shy.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was so nice.
How long was you the drama teacher for before you quit?
I'd say about 2 weeks. Yeah, it wasn't a bit of me.
The word quit hurts.
Why? Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I know, but quit just sounds like...
He gave up.
Yeah.
Gave up. God damn.
I'm a fan of giving up, though.
Yeah, it's good to give up the right things.
Yeah, I'm like, look, it's not working, man. Let's wrap this up, you know?
I quit on the day one.
Yeah,
on the
day.
First day, yeah, first morning.
Yeah, I've done that as well, actually.
Swear
down. Yeah, I was working at those people that you have to tell people that they're models so they can take pictures.
Wait, West End, like.
What hustle was this?
Yeah. You haven't heard those jobs?
No.
Yeah, so basically the job is that you're trying to get people to come to the photo studio. Uh-huh. So you like go up to people and you're like, oh wow, have you ever thought about modelling before?
Wow.
Like you're very, very beautiful. I think that you would make a great model.
They got me once. They got me once where I didn't end up paying.
Yeah, and then they get you into a photo studio.
You take all the
professional pictures and then you end up buying.
Yeah, yeah. And I as soon as they said pay, I said, listen.
Wait, hold on. You actually did the shoot?
I did the shoot.
Wait, hold on.
You're in the over-the-shoulder pose and that.
So you were just on your way, just la, 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 la.
No, it was a different day that I went, though. It wasn't like on
shit.
The... Yeah.
You put in the schedule.
I put it in the schedule.
December, our calendar's free on Thursday.
You don't know me, man. I was out here, anything for a buck, bro. I said, yeah, you could be a model, you know? I was like, oh,
is
yeah.
It?
Cool. What? Where is it? But it was somewhere in North London as well.
Yeah.
And I had to go do my... my shots, and then they came with the check, like the bill was like, yeah. Oh yeah, if you want your headshots, it's X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'm not a model then.
Yeah.
I remember I had an A&R once.
An A&R
was
for
A&R.
You?
I was an A&R once.
Swear down.
Yeah,
what does an A&R do again?
It's like artists and repertoires, so I was finding...
Don't tell me that... I didn't
know he knew that. I will be fucking real. I didn't know he knew that.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you said that, though, because in my head I was thinking, what is A&R?
Yeah.
Why would you think...
I don't even know if he's right, but I'm going with it. He said it confidently.
I thought it was artists and relations, but I don't know.
No. I actually think it's that.
It's not.
I don't know. I don't know if it's.
No, go on.
I don't know. I'm not challenging. I would like to just Google to actually see what it is.
If you Google it, it's a challenge.
That is a challenge. You're right. I believe you.
Leave
you know.
Nah,
this is a fucking broadcast, man.
No one's
bad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm letting it fly. So what is it? Artist, then? What do you think it is? No, take it.
Hey, this is fun. We can never do this before. We would have ruined equipment before. All right, cool. What is an A and R? It is artists and repertoire is the division of a record label or music publishing company that is responsible for scouting and overseeing the artistic development of recording artists and songwriters. Well done.
So who did you sign?
Nobody.
How long were you thinking?
It's not that I didn't discover anyone yet. So what happened was, it was in St. John's Wood. Yeah. When I was applying for jobs after uni, there was this A&R job. I said, all right, cool, let me apply. And I got it. You know, like that, I got it. I've never...
It's scary when you get a job and you think, huh?
You're like,
so
wow.
He told me, like, come down to the offices, gone down, it's in St. John's Wood, you know, where the big
that's
houses...
That's a, yeah, good, mm-hmm. good, mm-hmm. very good yeah, area.
Big houses. I'm like, right, this must be, like, big business. Mm. But I was at the basement of one of these big houses. I was like, all right, no problem.
This guy worked on my basement.
Selling front.
What was the salary?
It wasn't.
Contract.
Yeah. What was it?
There was no salary.
Oh, commission.
Yeah.
There was no salary.
It's only shit. If I bring artists in. Right. So it was like, yeah, like artist. He was saying, like, this is what like we do. We go on SoundCloud, find unsigned underground editors, send me their music.
Yeah.
So I'd just be sending him friend songs like Shallow, Younger, and Timbo. It's like, I like this one.
Yeah.
Ask them to come in. Had no chance because it was Youngin that he liked, yeah? But Youngin was on his way.
Yeah.
So Youngin wasn't coming. So I was like,
I can't get them.
I've got nothing. So I was there maybe a week. That one was done quickly.
He even did well, bro.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, he didn't mind you staying for a week because he wasn't paying you.
Yeah, exactly.
I never went there every day.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It was a work from home gig.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That was work from home.
Early work from home stuff. Wow.
I need to come here to listen to music.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I have laptop.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
And, you know, I just listen in my bed. It's like.
Did you even sign a contract?
No.
Oh, wow, yeah. I was going to say, he definitely didn't sign a contract.
No, of course not.
No way. He had no rights at all.
Well, what about you? You have something strange for a small piece of change?
I did.
What?
Yeah, though.
What have I done? He said it.
What's it called? What did I do? I did a paper round once.
Oh, was it?
I did a paper
round. Did you find it at people's doors or was you putting it there?
Why did you get sacked?
I think he realised that I was putting them in the bin, man.
Why were you putting them in the bin?
I didn't want to do the paper round, man.
So you were taking newspaper from where? A corner shop?
Taking the flyers from the local restaurant.
Yeah.
And I think he was the maybe like shop. £15. No, it was like a pizza.
Really?
One of them like one of them drinks. You know, like the oven, the real pizza
Stone
oven.
Oh yeah.
The one. So I went there and he was
what
maybe
was his
like
name? Sal. You're looking at Sal. His son's work there.
What's like Gizmodo or something like that? Okay. Imagine if it was Gizdodo. He was paying me like £15 a week or something like that.
A week.
But I wasn't doing it every day.
How old are you?
I was probably like nine, ten.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
You know your friends are doing
child labour, bro.
And they're making $200 a day.
Yeah. You're over here making £15 a week.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's
crazy. It was easy, cheap labour.
That'll get a man
on
the streets.
I'm telling you, bro. I thought about selling bricks after. But I didn't have the money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I need my first brick first. Yeah.
You get on consignment.
Yeah, they all got sacked, bro. I mean, he's just saying, it's not working.
What? Because he's. How did he fight? Were you?
I don't know, bro. I think he just was tired of giving me £15.
And he just said yes.
And he said, nah, fuck that. So I just stood outside the shop for bare long, staring at him.
Are you serious?
Staring him out. Staring him down, bro. Because in my head, I couldn't believe I got sacked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're just like, so wow.
He's thinking I'm threatening him, but I'm actually just outside shocked. But then I was like, actually, this is scaring him. Let me stand there. And they just kept on looking. Fuck is that nigga doing? The fuck is he doing?
Oh my days.
We've got YouTube members, yeah, shout out to them. And on one of the last episodes, we did this thing where we wanted to see who could cry on demand.
Oh yeah, and you're a drama teacher.
Can you cry on demand?
Absolutely.
Really?
How long do you think it will take? Or should we put, like, do you think you can 100% do it?
I think I can.
You got it in you?
Really?
Like, should we say, I'm
but
thinking,
I don't want to mess up my makeup, but I can do it.
Oh, then that's ruining it, innit?
Like, end of the ep.
Maybe the end, yeah.
End of the ep, that would be cold. Yeah. Say, like, you have to stay.
I'm saying 37 seconds in that.
37 seconds?
Oh,
like,
was that your bet? Before the teardrops?
Yeah. 37.
Oh, so you're banking, like, you back her right now. You back her.
She said she could
now.
Do that shit, like.
I don't know, it's been a long time since you taught drama, man.
But can I just say something? The drama that I just taught that for 2 weeks, but I am a trained actress.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, been in drama school since I was like 11.
What movie have you been in?
I was in Casualty.
Casualty.
I did EastEnders. Yeah, I did Doctors. Yeah,
okay. Sorry. Yeah.
She was there walking in the background.
No. I was a guest lead.
Yeah. Guest lead.
I had to cry in one of the episodes, actually.
Yeah.
Two of the episodes I had to cry.
And then the
makeup person was like, oh, should we give you that? Because they can give you eye drop. And I was like, I don't need that.
Ooh. I want that.
I don't need that, baby. Yeah, and I cried.
So that's not the one I see. Can I say extra? Lead extra, you said, right?
I wasn't an extra.
No, not extra.
I was an actor.
Lead what?
Lead star.
She said
I was a guest star, yeah.
Guest star.
Fancy extra word.
No.
Jesse, that would make it good.
Guys.
I was a
guest lead. That means that the episode was essentially about my character.
What was your character's name?
Go on my character's name.
Oh, come on.
Google it. And go
I
believe
you.
Go on my IMDb.
You got IMDb.
Yeah. You get one too as well, though.
What?
We got IMDb.
I know,
do
I know,
we?
Yeah, we do.
Swear down on
yeah.
IMDb.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Shout out Channel
4. I'm going to keep checking what the fuck I've been doing.
You type Rita Balogun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will come up.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah, come up.
It even says actress.
Born 1972.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that
sounds about right.
I was like, someone else using my name? Like, what's going on?
EastEnders in
the tunnel.
Look, it says EastEnders 1985.
Yeah, because EastEnders started in 1985.
Yeah.
Like,
it says two eps though.
Look, it's a
prostitute. God damn it, 47.
You should never tell us to
you
do things.
You played a prostitute.
She didn't want to tell us.
What did your mum say?
In EastEnders.
What did your mum say?
No, but they killed my character quickly. So. Yeah.
Okay, that's
is that
fine.
The fur coat that you had back then as well?
man basically called your jacket a prostitute's jacket.
Wow.
Your actual jacket. That's crazy.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Okay, that was my first job.
Funny.
That was my first ever job.
Casualty, Hannah Gale. Hannah
you
Gale.
Was a prostitute in 2010.
Yeah, that's my first job.
How old did you in 2010 that you was a prostitute?
In EastEnders. In EastEnders.
Yeah, no.
The thing is that
No, I'm clarifying.
Don't be like you're a prostitute. Cameras. I was acting.
But I'm saying like they're like anyway.
Oh, what the 20, age that they were hiring?
2018, you was in the tunnel.
You done things.
One ep. That's hey. Two eps in EastEnders, Casualty. One ep. 2018. Recent stuff as well, you know.
So you was lead guest in Casualty.
I was, yeah.
Let me click on casual.
That's cool.
And your name was Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah
but I did
Gale.
A lot of theatre, so that was just the TV stuff, but a lot of my stuff was mainly theatre stuff.
And oh, so pandemic, you were an actress.
And then
actress.
The pandemic happened and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Seriously. Hey!
Big you up.
Big you up, man. Multi.
Yeah. Right. In the era, I thought, yo, she's just funny on the internet. Yeah. Like,
we the Mota.
But yeah, I was like, proper doing. And then I just took a break, basically. Yeah. Don't take a break, guys, it's not good. When you take a break, it's so hard to get back into it.
Yeah.
But I took a break because, like, my agent at the time basically dropped me because she was leaving, but the other people at the agency didn't want to take me on. Mm. And during that time, I was kind of going through a transition where I was thinking a lot of the auditions I was getting was very, like, drama stuff.
Yeah.
And I was online now discovering that, okay, there's a bit of funniness here. Like, I've always known that, like, you know, I'm funny in terms of like in real life, but acting wise, I never really had like a comedy script.
Right.
So suddenly I was like, I feel like I want to do comedy. Like I want to do more comedy kind of thing. But then my agent left and then the old agents were like, they just didn't have the energy or the capacity or whatever. So then after that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to just focus on online stuff. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I feel like with acting, you can kind of tap in when you're ready. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, let me focus on one thing for once, not every day doing multiple things at the same time. Let me try and get one thing right and then use that as that the foundation.
Right.
And then do the, all the other stuff that I eventually want to do. So that's what happened. So I haven't done like acting for proper acting, like on set for ages, like 2 years now.
That's cool.
Right.
But that was like my main thing for
years.
You've
been in things.
Wow. That's cool. Damn.
Yeah. What's his standards like?
It was all right, but they tricked me, you know?
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah, because, like, obviously it was, like, my first audition out of drama school. I studied in New York for 2.5 years.
You studied in New York?
Yeah. So then when I came back to London, I got an agent, and I was, like, excited, do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, going to be in EastEnders, da, da, da. And essentially I was meant to be... Did you guys watch it when the priest was there? What was his name? The character, the black guy.
Dating Denise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was meant to play Denise's niece, right? So in the show, I'm a prostitute that he meets and then has an affair with.
Oh, but so eventually, you could have been there longer,
yeah, eventually they find out that he's having an affair with Denise's niece.
Okay.
Which would have been me.
Yeah.
So that was meant to be their character.
Yeah.
And then they just killed.
A priest too.
Yeah, but they just killed me off instead.
They killed you.
He killed me.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I didn't even show. They didn't even show my death. Do you know what I mean?
What they just? Oh yeah, he killed.
Yeah, they just showed like a scene. I feel like I was in a room or something, and then he kind of walks in.
Do your strangled face?
I didn't get strangled. Yeah.
You know, like
probably would have been a strangle.
He's a strangler as well. I swear he did a couple strangles.
Yeah, but it's when he started his murdering spree. I was like one of the people he murdered.
Oh, damn! They just changed up on you.
Yeah, they just changed.
Practicing that strangle.
And I was so sad.
Oh, did you get a heads up? Like,
no,
oh, yeah,
you're
think, getting killed off.
I don't remember. Two. Yeah, I just remember getting the script and I was reading and there was no lines.
Yeah, wait, hold on, what's going on?
You know what I mean?
What's going on?
I was telling my agent, I was like, I don't have any lines. You know,
so,
like,
yeah, you're dead.
Damn.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, that's just what they gave us.
And he put his hand on her neck.
And that was it.
Shaking.
What?
Stop breathing.
Go. Like, it was sad. Yeah, I was quite sad because that's like a first disappointment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're really excited. You're like, I'm going to blow. Do you know what I mean? I've been saying for years, I'm going to blow. And the blow just didn't come. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, rah.
What did your mum say when you told her you're playing a prostitute?
I don't think she actually cared. My parents are very like...
They're liberal.
They're a little bit liberal. I mean, for them to even let me pursue acting for like Nigerian.
And you went to New York as well. Like, you actually... Like, flew out.
Yeah, so they're quite liberal. Like, my dad got a little bit strict. Like, when I got back, it was kind of like, where's the money?
Do you know what I mean? Of course.
I kept saying, I'm going for auditions.
You've been in New York for 2 years.
Yeah, and he spent the money for me to be there. And he's all like, okay, so when is it going to happen? I'm like, Dad, I can't control it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When the audition comes, it comes. Like, I don't know when it's going to happen. He's like, okay, but it needs to happen, you know? I don't like this job, you know, in business. You know, 1+1 is 2. With this acting, where's it going? I was like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I did the salon just to kind of keep him cool.
Okay.
Wow. Now he loves it, innit? Do you know what I mean? Now he's excited. He watches my podcast. That is their little Tuesday routine.
Oh, so,
like,
nice.
They always send me a video. They watch it. If it's not there, my dad's like, but it's part of my routine. It's how I relax. So,
that's
so, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah,
it's really cute.
What's the like makeup of the home? Like siblings, mum, dad?
So mum, dad, two brothers.
Two brothers. And youngest?
Younger.
Okay.
Yeah, so two younger brothers.
Older sister.
Oldest. Yeah.
Love an older sister, man.
Yeah.
They're love
an older sister. Was
she
allowed to bring boys home?
Huh? Was I allowed to bring boys home? No. No. And now they're shocked. Like, they're just like, oh, we want you to bring someone home. But I'm like, for years you said I couldn't. So where do we go from here? Like, you know.
Interesting.
Did you ever sneak anyone in?
Yes.
Good,
sorry,
good.
Mom, dad.
Damn.
That's all right, man.
Yeah. So I snuck people in and I snuck out, but I never like officially brought anyone home. Do you know what I mean? I was just scared, like that
I'll
get in
trouble.
That's
a risky business, like sneaking someone in. I've never snuck someone in.
No.
Nah, I never snuck
really?
Someone in.
That's too scary.
Really?
Yeah. The house
where
ain't even big enough.
Bedrooms? Mm. Like past your mum's. Mine was at the front of the house.
Oh, you where yours was, you could sneak somebody in.
Yeah, you could sneak someone in. My
I could sneak somebody in upstairs, but It was still
it's
like
getting, it's getting out. That's the problem, because it's one way in, one way out.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? And it's actually a whole. You're gonna hear the person come out the door, yeah. go down the stairs.
Yeah.
You can't. And we got the multi-locked door.
Oh, so
you can't just hear a door open and close and nothing's changed in the house.
Yeah, there's three twists.
Yeah, either someone's coming or someone's left.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I snuck somebody in for my brother, though. I feel like. Yeah, I snuck somebody in for my brother.
Swear that.
How was the sneak-ins? How did like? What was the strategic mastermind behind it? Like, just
there wasn't much. Wasn't.
Well, you knew that. Like the schedules.
Yeah, so obviously it's like late at night.
And you got younger brothers as well. Wait, yeah, but late at night?
Yeah, my room was downstairs.
Oh, this is a real sneaking. I thought you was on the vibe of, yo, mum and dad's at work, 9 to 5, I'm off in the day.
No, like, it was, everyone's in the house.
What?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
extreme sports.
Yeah.
It is.
To do everybody, what? Even
what
younger sibling.
To watch uh-huh. film.
Oh, you know, was fucking horny.
Bro. And the car wasn't big like, enough.
The risk that you take.
All right, listen. Anyway. Self-snitching.
Tragedy. But my room was downstairs, though, so it was actually
okay, crazy. I understand.
And it was, like, only my room downstairs.
Oh, so everybody else is upstairs.
Upstairs. Right. Oh, and, like, so as soon as no everyone reason. Says goodnight, no one's really coming downstairs.
No one's like, all right.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What were you thinking, like, after 11, sort of?
Like? Yeah, like, 11, around 11, 12, just it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's actually
what
crazy.
What age was this?
I think I was like 16.
Damn.
16?
I feel like 16. But no, actually, I want to say like 17. So when I would come back from New York in between that time. So I went to New York when I was 17. So yeah, like 17, 18,
okay.
19 right. onwards until we moved from that place.
That's wow. young.
And that was in
depth. That's young. You acted like I said I was 14.
Nah, I was just thinking of my daughter. Like,
yeah.
But it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too... I mean, I was quite a well-behaved child, to be fair.
Yeah, of what they know, though, isn't it?
No, overall.
Yeah, because there's, like, what your parents see.
Yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of it, I was, like, in school, people used to call me, like, really wholesome. Like, yeah. The hood guys used to be like, I want my daughter to be just like you, man. Yeah, look out for Rita. I want her to be just like you, man. She'd be so wholesome. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
were you upset by that? Did you want them to
No, all, like, the thing is, like, all the, like, hood guys, so, like, all Blue Bra, all them ones, yeah. they really liked me. Like, but in, like, a little sister way.
Yeah.
They really used to look
out
for
me. Did that upset you?
No, I kind of liked it. I kind of okay. played up to it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I was just Attention. Like, yeah, I just thought it was like, yeah. do you know what I mean? Yeah. Even if it wasn't all the way true, I liked that I was perceived like that. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, this is quite nice. They need to look out for me. I mean, turns out later on they were murderers and stuff, but I weren't aware that's what they were doing in their spare time. Do you know what I mean?
You just thought they were cool older
They
people.
Just looked out for me. They just really liked me. They were like, Rita's so wholesome. They're like, yeah, if I get when I get a daughter, I need my daughter to
Did
be just
any
like
of them
Rita.
Have asked you for a character reference?
No, actually. Because that would have been awkward.
Yeah. Is that, I didn't know you like that.
No, like, but I pretend I don't know you.
Or you start hitting him. But what did you do, though?
Yeah.
Tell me.
What so, you did. Yeah.
And how much I must lie. I'm willing to lie for you.
For you, yeah.
Tell me you did nothing. Yeah. So why do you need a character witness, man?
Yeah, no, thank God, no. No. But yeah, it was quite wholesome, actually. Yeah.
What about your brother's sneaking babes home?
I don't think they ever did.
No.
Oh, that I'm
that
aware
means
of.
That you wasn't in the loop.
You wasn't switched on.
Maybe I weren't switched on.
But did you give them talks? Because you're the older sister. Did you give them talks of like how to be or how to treat women? You never hit them with
Not
nothing?
Really. Now I do. Like I will say things now. Like my youngest brother has a girlfriend. So I'll be like telling him, you know, you need to do this. Be nice, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like he's just changing. He's like growing right before my eyes because he's got this girlfriend. You know what pissed me off though about this girlfriend?
Yeah, go on.
I really like her. She's a sweet baby, but it's just, you know, when it's her birthday and stuff, you know, get her flowers and he's all like bothered, you know, I need to get her a present. And I'm like, but where are my presents?
You're annoying.
But you're his sister.
Even the other day, like, I randomly was like, do you tell your girlfriend that you love her? He's all like, yeah, we've said it now. Yeah, we love each other. I was like, but you don't tell me that you love me.
Do you need to hear it?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely need to hear it. What do you mean? You're over here like, oh, I love you, babe. And then you're coming up to me, yeah, shout you later. What do you mean, shout me later? Tell me that you love me. Like, what the hell? I'm like,
what? I've known you since you were a baby.
I'm like, you know, you just do all these things. Like when it's my birthday, it's all like, oh, you know, something's come up, you know. But I've got you though. Like, mm-hmm. I've got your birthday present. It's coming. But you're not saying that to your girlfriend. It's not coming for your girlfriend.
We can't.
What do you mean?
The love isn't unconditional. There's bare conditions over
there. There's bare conditions. So, man. Things like that, I'm just like, you know, I have to like, you know, my mom's always like, why are you being jealous, man? Come on, Rio.
Like. Oh, so you've been like very like visibly jealous. Like you've been.
I mean, everyone knows, I'm very like, I'm going to tell you how I feel in it, mm-hmm. whether you ask me or not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you don't tell me that you love me. Like, that's mad to me.
Wow. So you had like arguments about it.
Not arguments, but I'm
but
just like,
bringing it up.
I'm bringing it up. Like, and he's like, oh, come on, man. Obviously, you know, you man. You know the vibes. I need to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Even my friends, I would tell them like, on my birthday, one of my friends sent me a birthday message. Then put, I love you at the end. I said, what kind of message is this? You know what I mean? I'm like, if you can't say it on my birthday, like, yeah, when are you going to tell me?
I was ill a few weeks ago, yeah. And wife's all getting me...
still ill now, bro.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I still got his cough syrup on him.
But I was just like, just say get well soon. Because you're doing all of this Lemsip and... Just say get well soon, that I need to hear it.
Yeah,
I said to her direct, just say, because you know like when a man is ill, yeah? You know like they don't accept men being ill. It's like, get up.
Yeah. Like you're overdoing it. I'm always overdoing it if I'm in bed.
I can get up, but it's not every day I'm ill. So just let me relax.
Yeah.
But then it's like drink this and get, like, the
aggressiveness.
It's to get well. Get better, bro. Get up.
It's not out of love. Like, it's out of, I need you to do things.
So don't do something.
So,
yeah, so get up.
Say get well soon. Then I'll move, bro. Everything else is drink this and get better. No. No. I'm not having it.
You're like, no,
slap
get
that
well.
No, say get well soon. I'm not doing nothing today, bro.
That definitely felt like I'm milking it. And the thing is, like, again, I don't get ill like that to a point I'm like in my bed.
Yeah.
But you know what happens? Like, you get ill first, yes, because you're in the same house and they still want to kiss you and that. So they'll be ill next week, innit?
Yeah.
Your week is coming. Yeah. And then they're ill, yeah, crashed. So you're looking at them like, so you have what I had.
Yeah.
So now you know what I was going through. Yeah. You know what I was dealing with.
Drink this and get better. Because you're moving soon.
I feel like when I get, the only thing that can actually like really put me down, that sounds like I might not feel like energy, but it's like a headache.
Mm.
A headache will put me down.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with this.
And hope I wake up without it.
Yeah.
The times that I've woken up with it, I'm like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Sleep could have killed a headache.
You're finished.
It's over.
Yeah. What's a headache? It's like trapped blood.
I don't actually know. But I am in the position.
The way you threw it out.
But
there.
Good question.
That's a very good question.
He was like trapped blood.
I don't know.
I don't sound right.
He's gonna challenge me.
You don't even have the helmet, but he can definitely challenge you. Trapped blood.
What
it
is?
Sounds a bit mad.
What
sounds a bit right?
It sounds a bit right, but at the same time, that sounds mad. That's a blood. Blood
yeah,
clot,
that's like a blood clot, or that's a potential stroke.
Yeah,
I think you're wrong about that.
Yeah,
what is
a headache?
A headache.
Maybe a trapped vein.
A trapped vein. Actually,
a trapped vein. Anyway. How can a vein be trapped?
A trapped nerve.
Trapped.
That's what.
Is that? No, I'm not gonna ask that.
Good. No, she's learned quick.
What causes a headache?
Yeah.
Because it was just saying.
But that would say stress, no.
Yeah, we'll just say
yeah,
that.
What did it say?
What did
I guess
it say?
It's just a head aching, right?
Yeah, but why?
Wait, hold on. Why do you
is it an enlarged brain? Pause.
No. Cause I know that you can get it from like dehydration and stuff.
Yeah, you can.
When about it starts.
Why
just
have I never
aching?
Asked that question?
It doesn't really say, you know.
Maybe
no
they
one
don't
knows.
Know.
Yeah,
wait, irritated or inflamed or damaged nerves can bring on a headache.
Didn't I say nerve?
Yeah. No, you said vein. I said nerve. But
does blood go through nerves and veins?
Blood doesn't go
blood
through
nerves.
Blood
goes through veins. Veins. Yeah.
What's
veins.
A nerve?
A nerve is the thing that sends the signals around.
So when
yeah.
I said vein, I meant nerve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're all getting away scot-free.
I guess so.
Because you asked the question, you're scot-free, yeah. But you was wrong.
Yeah, it's not trapped blood.
Yeah, you said trapped blood. Yeah, that was
yeah, that was wild still.
You yeah. said I think.
We'd be all right. So, are you in a relationship?
No.
What type of man do you want?
Oh. Why did you say it like that?
Yeah, you said it like, yeah, you said we it like be sad.
Do you know what? Because like I had a recent crush. Oh. And I was like, oh, sick. I was like, wait, oh,
was
God,
he attainable, this crush?
Yeah, like, okay. you know, I had a nice little crush, you know, and the crushes, they feel nice in the beginning. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Especially like when they don't know that you have a crush, you know?
Oh, so it's
like
yeah, the secret, Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of walking around with a secret, you know? And it's like, you've got a crush on you, but you don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you, like, you have to see him in the lift and just elbow.
You know what I'm saying? And like,
that's an enjoyable time.
It's so enjoyable.
Because he doesn't know, everything he's doing is just sick.
You know what I'm saying? It's nice.
It's just lit.
It's just yeah. lit. And you can, like, your imagination, you can make
yeah.
stories up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When he, like, when he asks you the question of, like, what do you like about me? Yeah, because men do that these days as well, innit? You can hit him with, I used to have a crush on you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I loved it when you did this. I loved it when you did that.
I'm finished. Man said you can make up stories. So what's he doing right now? He's
nice.
Just at home playing FIFA.
You know, it's just so nice. And then it gets weird when, like, they realize you have a crush on them.
When they find out, yeah. And especially now, if it was, like, a long time as well.
And then now he's aware you have a crush. You're aware that he knows you have a crush.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you don't know whether he has a crush.
And then now you don't know if he has a crush.
Yeah.
So he hasn't made it clear.
No, it's not clear because sometimes you don't need it to be clear to have the crush. The crush can just erupt out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you're having a crush and you don't know if this person has a crush on you. Mm. But then you feel dumb because it's like, how dare you allow yourself to have a crush on someone that you don't know they have a crush on you?
Don't worry if the man has a crush on you. If you have a crush on him, he's on you.
That's the man.
That is the attitude you want. That is the attitude. But it's not great.
But that will have you getting blasted.
That will finish you.
It's
tell
risky.
A man, I've got a crush on you. He's on you immediately. He said, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He might be on smacking bomb.
That's it.
So give him good bomb to smack. What's going on?
If he wants to smack bomb, give him the bomb to smack.
No, but it has to be good. The good is the key word. Yeah. If it's good bomb, the man might never go.
It's true.
I can't leave.
I can't leave. I'm here now. I'm locked in.
I'm smacking good bomb. I'm locked in. EastEnders character, man. Say give good bomb.
You're like, I'm but locked in.
I want to ask you three tough questions to help you, like, or a man say, yeah, this is the woman for me.
Okay. Wait, say again. Right, what?
I want to ask you three tough questions uh-huh. for the men watching to say, this is the woman for me.
Okay.
You ready, yeah?
Oh, I'm so bad at stuff like this.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Will Arsenal win the league?
Will Arsenal win the league? Do you know what? Maybe they will. I think they're doing quite well.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
So you've eliminated Liverpool fans.
No, but no. The fact that she knew is still.
Yeah, she said they're doing quite well. Yeah. But you've eliminated many fans.
Oh, like Liverpool.
Any fans.
Chelsea.
Don't worry about Tottenham.
Yeah,
anyway.
Don't worry about them.
Okay.
Robin Van Persie or Ruud van Nistelrooy?
Who?
Robin Van Persie or Ruud van Nistelrooy?
I want to say Robin.
Say it.
Yeah, Robin.
Robin, cool. Yeah. There we go. Uh-huh. And what went wrong with Mason Mount?
He's just not giving what he needs to give on the pitch right now.
That's great. You are PR trade.
Answer the fucking question.
She gave hella generic shit.
Because you know you're going to have to watch football with that man and he's going to say things.
That is hilarious.
But you could be watching other things.
Yeah, that F1. When that, you know.
Hello, doctor.